our ancestor disease was from Satsaramaya.
The library party?
Yes.
He's bringing to have a map of all that they've done very recently. Right now they're in Germany.
Hare Krishna. Clearly see that day. All right. All right.
How are you listening? Hare Krishna has his programs in all those countries.
Poland, Hungary.
He's very good.
Oh, yes.
That's what I asked him that he's going.
Bhagamuni Maharaj has sold 550 standing orders in 6 months.
No, those are delivered.
Those are delivered?
There's 100 orders in
pending. And he's got reviews coming in every day. He's already published a booklet just of reviews, which we want to reprint. No, it's fine. We want to reprint something very similar.
I feel like Krishna consciousness is also like
me. This is much better.
We have new reviews too from one professor in Finland. One of his men, the Department of Nuclear Physics, he said the Indian astronomers, first, he read the fifth canto of all the scientific descriptions. First, he said that he did not think that they possessed instruments to measure distances, but that their understanding is truly remarkable. And he goes on to say, he compares it with the Western astronomy, the long review.
I didn't see that problem.
It wasn't much in that way.
They tell me, is that the distance from Canada? There are astronomical measurements?
No, it's just by theory.
Yeah, how did they?
Please finish it.
Read out loud.
He wants that you were, he said, the translator frequently adds comments containing information from elevated scriptures. For instance, ancient astronomical calculations referred to by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura. It would be highly interesting to have a compilation of such astronomical texts translated into English. One can only hope that the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust endeavors to do this for the great benefit of the historians of science.
So it is.
That's one.
I do not know how much for now.
There was also a review from one Indian professor how this science.
Anyway, that is good in all you tell us.
Yes, whether he completely agrees or not, he's fascinated by
that.
But Dr. Jagdish Sharma, he wrote that this edition of Srimad Bhagavatam will go a long way to help the scientists in rediscovering phenomena of the universe which is yet to be discovered.
Yes.
He's the University Library and Home Professor of Library Science at Punjab University, and he's the author of 19 books, including Encyclopedia Indica.
This is a very good one. From the University of Helsinki, that's right near the Russian border in Finland. He says he's a professor of the Indian Studies, Department of Asian and African Studies, Professor Extraordinarius, Tenti Alto. The Bhagavad Gita is no doubt the most important and the best known work in the whole of Indian literature. The magnificence of its spiritual concepts and the sublimity of its speaking have secured a great popularity everywhere. It has been edited and commented countless times. The meaning of the text, at least in its main lines, is obvious and clear. The justification of the new interpretation is there, for, in my opinion, dependent on the message conveyed by the commentary. The translator and commentator, Swami Bhaktivedanta, represents the Gaudiya Vaishnava school and thus interprets the message of the Gita, quote, from the inside, unquote. For example, Shankara in Canto 2, he means chapter 2, verse 12, interprets the plurality of the beings enumerated to be only conventional, and according to the Mayavadins, the individuals after liberation merge into the impersonal Brahman. Swami Bhaktivedanta states that Krishna here authoritatively emphasizes the eternity of the individuality. The transcendental form of God can be immediately experienced by a person who is really prepared, as it is told in chapter 11. Just these two points are, I think, the reason for the interest in the Gita among persons with a searching spirit. Swami Bhaktivedanta's translation and commentary do deliver this message very convincingly indeed.
Jai!
There was another one. Yes, it was very important. At each university, they find there's only one man who is very important in the Indian studies, so he's the biggest man there. I don't know whether this one was sent to you by a Dutch State University of Leiden in Leiden, the Netherlands, Dr. Schacher.
No.
He wrote a long review on the Bhagavad Gita.
Indian?
No, he's a Dutch Schacher. It's a long review, right? All about the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, the song of the exalted God, is a very ancient philosophical didactic poem on bhakti.
It's clear that for the first time these scholars are understanding the difference between the Bhagavad Gita and the Mayavadi conception. It's clear that now you have saved them. Previous to this, all they knew about is this impersonal concept.
It is the business of Acharya Sampradaya Rakha to save the Sampradaya from falling down. Sampradaya Rakha.
After centuries of rascaldom, you are giving them the first clear choice.
That was the desire of my Guru Maharaj. Let's try.
Another professor that was met is going to, with 10 students, is going, I have his name, Professor Kerwart from the University of Leuven in Belgium. He's supposed to go to Krishna Bharata Mandir February 1st with 10 people.
Is that?
No, February 1st.
Oh.
In our guest house.
Yeah.
So, in Pongan.
Yes. He's going to study at that place, that research place at Lower Vrindavan Research Institute. He's become a scholar of Rupa Goswami. I think he's to stay at Krishna Bharata.
Get some breakfast.
Without your activities, this man could not have written that. He could not have had that understanding. If you had not started this movement, there would be no difference, no contrast. There would just be Mayavadi in the Western world.
People thought that Indian together with Mayavadi. Mayavadam asatshastram pratyannam bhagavati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeated it there. Mayavad vastra sunile hai sadbhaha. He is Brahma. Mayavadi hai krishne apurahi. These are the direct charges against Mayavad. My Guru Maharaj also. A staunch enemy of the Mahavati. And you are also saying, Vidhi says the Sundavari. The Sundavari are the Buddhist, and Vidhi says Vani is Mahavati. Paschapta days, they are embarrassed with this. Sunnavadi and Nidhisattvadi. Now we are trying to give them solid personification and the absolute. We are not in India, spoiled by this man. Now it is in your hands, able hands. You are resourceful, intelligent. This spread is Vaishnava pleasure and challenge is Mayavada and Sundavada. Thank you. Here it is. Would be worth now. Very nice. Very nice child.
This is also, this review is a great praise that your writing is so clear that they cannot miss the point. He has understood it. The difference, you are forcing them to see a difference between the Maya body and the actual philosophy of Vajrayana. And that review is a credit that your writing is so clear that they cannot fail to understand the point.
Yes, it is. Bhaktivedanta Swami is very convincing to present it. He said?
Yes.
That was the first one. He was right now, the phone is stripping the parental.
Some of these scholars write, the message radiates and shines brightly from every page. They're writing like that.
After describing the whole tradition, he said that the Hare Krishna movement is a Western branch. So that's a good testimony for our movement, not just the...
Yes, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. He has given us historical perspective.
Very well.
Prabhupada said this past week that in the future historians will study this period of world history, how this movement has changed the world. That in the future they will just note this period, how the world is being changed.
Yes, a new religion. Have you called it a nation?
Yes.
Renaissance.
Historical renaissance.
Guys, you're
recording. Yeah.